This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Russia tried to prevent Ukrainian President Zelensky from speaking to the United Nations Security Council Wednesday, unsuccessfully. Here's a bit of the exchange between the chair of the council, Albania's Prime Minister Edi Rama, to the Russian ambassador.
What made him here important and what makes important for all of us to hear him first and then discuss is made from you, not from us.
Zelensky was allowed to speak.
Світова більшість визнає правду про цю війну.
Zelensky saying Ukraine is just exercising the right to self-defense and that helping Ukraine with weapons, sanctions on Russia, and voting for UN resolutions is helping, in fact, to defend the UN Charter. Also from the United Nations today, U.S. President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu had a side meeting.
Thank you, Mr. President. Joe, we've been friends for, I've checked it, over 40 years. And our friendship goes a long way and can take us a long way. I'm delighted to see you. I think we live at a time of great promise, but also grave danger.
It was the first time the two have met since Netanyahu's re-election in December. Meeting between Spain sports officials and players today, here's Charles de Ledesma.
The president of the players' union, Amanda Gutierrez, said steps had been made towards establishing the same treatment for Spain's women's and men's national teams, while Victor Francos, Spain's secretary for sports and president of the Higher Council for Sports, said the agreements should promote advances in gender policies.
This is VOA News. Billionaire entrepreneur Elon Musk, he has a new company, a brain chip startup called Neuralink, says it has received approval from an independent review board to begin recruiting the first human trial. It's an implant for paralysis patients. More from Reuters correspondent Ilan Rubens.
The study will use a robot to surgically place a brain-computer interface, or BCI, implant in a region of the brain that controls the intention to move. Neuralink says the initial goal is to enable people to control a computer cursor or keyboard using their thoughts alone. Musk has grand ambitions for this medical device company, saying it would facilitate speedy surgical insertions of its chip devices to treat conditions like obesity, autism, depression, and schizophrenia.
The first two applications we're going to aim for in humans are restoring vision. And I think this is like notable in that even if someone has never had vision ever, like they were born blind, we believe we can still restore vision.
The voice of Elon Musk in Reuters reporter Ilan Rubin's package, talking about a new company called Neuralink in May. The company said it had received clearance from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration for its first inhuman clinical trial. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak on Wednesday said he would delay targets for changing cars and domestic heating to maintain the consent of the British people in the country's switch to net zero. Sunak said Britain was still committed to achieving net zero emissions by 2050 and denied watering down its climate targets. Some of the current emission targets for Britain's top polluting sectors include the automobile sector, which he's pushing back for electric vehicle mandates to 2035. And finally, I don't know why I love it like for nearly four decades, the movie Stop Making Sense, directed by Jonathan Demme, has exerted an inexorable pull on all who encounter the frenetic fever of arguably the finest concert film ever made. Now you may find yourself in a movie theater watching the movie again. The once-in-a-lifetime scenario is the new 4K restoration Stop Making Sense premiered at the Toronto Film Festival and is scheduled for worldwide release. I'm Scott Walterman.